It's Morning Edition from NHPR. The New Hampshire Department of Transportation sent a crew of workers to Puerto Rico in early October to assist with the recovery of infrastructure damaged by Hurricane Maria there. Maggie Darcy is one of those crew members, and she joins us by phone now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Maggie, you've seen the devastation of the hurricane in Puerto Rico firsthand. What are conditions like on the island? What were they like when you first arrived, and what are they like now?
When we first arrived on the island, there were some areas that were hit pretty hard. My job here is to go around to regional staging areas where the Puerto Rican Army National Guard is, and that did entail some days trying to attempt to get up into the mountains in the earlier days. And day by day, it may not have been possible due to flooding and landslides. But as the weeks are going on, we definitely are getting more road access to areas. And things are improving. You know, power's coming about. People are coming about a little bit more spryly, you know. So things are slowly improving.
So you've been spending some time in those areas that are a little more rural and a little harder to get to up in the hills and mountains. What's that been like?
First, it certainly isn't like driving in New Hampshire. So it's more like a tropical safari ride. But like I said, landslides were common. We would stop for a few minutes and actually give food and water out to those workers that were trying to clear the roadways for us to pass. They are actually always staged out there, so if they do get floodwaters or more landslides in particular areas, they're ready to act because they know that people are constantly trying to travel into the mountains. They're very remote areas, a lot of agricultural, coffee, plantain, whatever fruits and vegetables that they're growing there. So it's very rural. It's a big difference when you come down off those mountains and you're getting into San Juan or Ponce. Not to say that some areas or suburbs of city locations are not also devastated by water, rain, water resources, and power resources. It's just like two different worlds, completely two different worlds going up and down those mountains on the daily. But I definitely slowly see the urban and suburban, you know, they're trying to get into the Walmarts. They have the fuel now. They have some of the local restaurants. They're getting their water supply in so those local facilities can start reboosting the economy here locally. It will take some time, a little more time for those really rural areas to come back at the level that they were, but it certainly isn't the same lifestyle as in the urban areas.
Can you tell us what you and your fellow crew members are doing, what your goals are there?
Our job is to every day go out to these regional staging areas. It's basically where the distribution centers get food and water out to the National Guard and State Guard. So they can deliver that food to local municipalities. So we're the end of those FEMA line, and my job was to check and make sure that the inventory counts for their needs and necessities for those guards. And if they needed something, you know, it could be anything from a forklift not operating to they're interested in receiving more food and water. They're stabilizing, and they would like to get an increase. So
can you give us kind of a barometer, kind of a temperature of how people are feeling across the island? What are the range of emotions that you run into?
On a daily basis, generally, I would say the majority of Puerto Rican people for the entire territory are very warm and welcoming. They understand that we're there to assist them in any way that we can. We do come across people, school teachers, I've come across police officers, I've come across just regular citizens, farmers that will come out and they just want to share, you know, their grief or their story. So we could be, you know, shedding a couple of tears out there and telling them, you know, that we're going to be there for them and try to assist them.
Maggie Darcy is with the New Hampshire Department of Transportation, and she has been helping out in Puerto Rico over the past month. Maggie, thanks so much.
You're welcome.